We've been focusing on our fitness for several weeks now, and usually we do this on Tuesdays, but so much breaking news. Yesterday, we bumped Donnie Yeager, owner of Detroit Thrive, to Wednesday. Good morning, Donnie.
Jamie, how's it going?
Good, because I'm doing pretty good in your program, so I'm feeling peppy.
You are doing excellent. Another pound plus lost this last week, and the big win. We're at 12.6% of your starting body fat lost in 5 weeks. So excellent work.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I wanted
that's
a jump
huge.
Start. I wanted some accountability talking to you guys every week. Mm-hmm. And so it's really big. I've been following the eating and doing all the workouts. And Donnie and I were talking yesterday. A big part of their program is switching things up. You don't do the same thing every week, every day. Right, Donnie?
Absolutely. So we have to look at it just like we would a balanced meal, right? If you were only to eat, you know, meats, or you only eat carbs, or only eat veggies, it's probably not going to be that healthy for you. And that's the same thing as we look at for fitness, right? If your fitness routine only consists of cardio, only consists of strength, or only consists of stretching, then there's something probably that you're missing out, because we've got to address all three of those different specific areas to continue to make our body balanced for that long haul.
So for instance, guy, you know, if you do the same thing every week, that's not great. You got to mix it up. Maybe get some yoga in there.
Yogurt. And,
well,
yeah, I notified my physical therapist that I was coming back in, because I got an injury that I got to rehab. And I guess that's the other part of it too. What do you do if, you know, Donnie, you find out that maybe you've injured something in the process of doing this? How do you deal with a setback like that?
So, good question, guy. And this a lot of times puts people into a place where it derails their movement, or in the towel. And that's the last thing that you need to do. There's multiple studies out there. So if you continue to exercise, even while working through some type of issue, that it's only going to speed up that process, and it's going to keep on track long term. Because, like, let's say you have a shoulder injury, okay? That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with those two legs. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your core. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that other arm. Right, and that's where having a professional.
Don't be so quick, Donnie.
the warranty has expired on a lot of this.
Hey, we warranty doesn't expire until they put you 6 feet down. So you got to do what you can do. Deal with what you can deal with.
Well, all I can say, Donnie, is that I can attest to Jamie, you know, eating like she's supposed to. We're already in here. You know, she's eating what she's supposed to. She's doing the right thing. So that's why she's, you know, been so great with her achievement.
And she's getting the reward, which is what it's all about.
Well, also, you know, I went to Florida and I thought I messed everything up because my numbers went the opposite direction. But Donnie and I also talked about, and for those people out there who might have a setback in that way, like, oh, I messed everything up. Donnie said, we're here for the long run.
That's right.
It's not week to week that you really need to worry.
Great point, Jamie. And this is another area that people allow these, what I call life events, to derail their progress. They look at that short-term picture instead of that long-term. And let's be real. Are you ever going to go on vacation again? Right? I hope so. Otherwise, we got to, you know, talk to the bosses there at WJR. Are you ever going to go to a birthday party? Are you ever going to go to retirement? Right? These are things that are part of our life, that are part of our culture. Learning how to navigate them in the most effective and efficient way possible, and understanding that they're going to be part of the bump in the road, but having that long-term, am I moving in the right direction year after year, is the way that we win this game.
Well, we always appreciate your insight, Donnie, owner of Detroit Thrive, a great little gym on the east side. We appreciate it, and hopefully we're inspiring some other people to get out there and get moving.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
How does Ryan feel about the change in the cuisine?
Totally supportive. He and Liv are eating certain things, and then I'll get out my turkey and vegetables and a little cup of rice. So I've really been doing it.
Love my diet.
Yeah. But as Donnie said, I'm not going to do that strict diet all the time. Life is going to happen, but it's just about moderation.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And he talks about the little setback. I have one every day. It's called dinner.
It's hard.
It's really hard because food is delicious, and so is wine.
You have to be disciplined. Have to be disciplined.
It is, and Gail loves to cook, so but she's being very supportive too. Interesting article in Axios. You know, I think everybody in the state's kind of looking at the governor's election 2 years out, saying, you know, Mike Duggan's got the inside track on this. Guess who appears open to the idea of running for Michigan governor? Pete Buttigieg was asked about it at an event earlier, at an Axios event last week. Of course, he was the South Bend, Indiana mayor, now is a resident of Traverse City, the transportation secretary. When he's out of that job, could he run for Michigan governor? That's another name that we're going to have to start tracking.
Who knows, though, with the political landscape 2 years away?
Oh, you've got Garland Gilchrist, Jocelyn Benson. But Mike Duggan's has done a very good job plowing that field. The other thing is very rarely do you see different Democrats back-to-back. We swing from Democrats to Republican on a fairly regular cycle here in the state of Michigan. We sure appreciate you being with us for the Wednesday edition of JR Morning. Hope to see you bright and early tomorrow at 6. All talk is next. Until then, take care.